after.
Yeah.
Ready for Mashiach. Bob's ready for Mashiach.
Right.
Aaron Akoin, Rabbi Aaron. So Rabbi Aaron Akoin's your side today. If you want, you go to Jordan. You want to go to Jordan?
Thursday night's your birthday?
Yeah. Hey up? Hey, boss. You gotta be by that for your birthday. You gotta dip in the mix for the birthday.
Yeah, absolutely. Boss.
Pretty hot. You're gonna come back. Yeah. You might. Don't fly. You're gonna take off my visa.
Every year, since I've been in Israel, it's the same thing. We had Ramadan, the Kiva. It's a weekend. It's a great weekend.
Yeah, a lot of years it comes out on Friday. A lot of times that comes out Friday.
Yeah.
Yosef said he was on the number 2 bus, on the bus body. He's still alive. So they made him do tshuva. What was that? Is the day after the Arizal the Yotzei?
After
he went to the mikvah. The day before he went to the mikvah and all the Arizal, all the kvarim, the kibbutz tzaddikim. The next day he was on the bus body.
It's good
he went to the mikvah first. Was the tzaddikim, they protected you.
Cold, isn't it? Very cold.
The bus was hot, not the bar.
The bus was hot.
You're on the way back, when it's okay.
First time I was in Saddiq, it was January. It was cold. Really cold.
Yeah. Fine, let's go ahead and start now.
Where are we holding?
Today, we're holding. Today, I'm holding Chafetz Chaim on day 48. So now in this segment, Chafetz Chaim discusses assessments which people make regarding someone's physical or mental abilities. It's common for people involved in everyday conversation to offer personal judgments about others which are less than flattering. Such statements can have far-reaching consequences, especially in the area of shidduchim. Right? Sometimes you're talking about somebody, say, oh, this guy, he's not so smart. This guy, he's this guy, he's that. I don't mean, you know, people, you know, so they say, oh, you know, this guy said, yeah, I know him, he's smart. I know him, he's not so smart. I know him, he's, you know, he's this, he's that. As Chafetz Chaim, he knows many people are unaware that analyzing a person's attributes and verbalizing a less than flattering opinion is lashon hara. Right? Let's say the person under discussion, you say he lacks intelligence. Someone argues it's not lashon hara, it's true. You ask me if I know this person. I tell him, yeah, I think he lacks intelligence. Obviously, these people are unaware of the fact that a statement which is derogatory and true is still lashon hara. So you not only just talk about people. Know this guy, he's this, he's that. One might also justify the statement by saying, but it's not lashon hara to say he's not smart. Hashem gave each person the exact combination of attributes we need in order to accomplish person as well. Here's a guy that has a real emunah. He has real emunah. He says, it's okay to say this person lacks intelligence, because that's what Hashem gave him. That's perfect for him. He says, Samatzei Lashon Hara. Now, Chaim says, unfortunately, even though this is true, unfortunately, most people do not consider this truth when they evaluate a person. They hear that someone is not smart, their esteem is automatically lowered. Saying, right, if we would have real emunah, and we would say, if you tell me somebody has some type of issue, it's your Hashem. But, right, let's say someone asks for shidduchim. Say, the man is a nice guy, just maybe he happens to limp. He limps. Let's see what you say. He limps, he can't walk straight. So he says, it's not a bad thing to say. It's just, that's what Hashem made him. But you're right, if people would take it that way, it would be okay. Since people take it as a negative, actually, therefore, we shouldn't say it's considered Lashon Hara.
Then what questions can we ask that are legitimate?
Listen, that's something else you could see, or at least something that would be blatant. The things that are really effective, you wouldn't be able to figure out. You could ask two more questions. What is this person? What's their focus on life? What's their morals? Like, just things that are, like, what's their...
I mean, for example, say someone has a very serious heart condition, or, God forbid, cancer, or...
Of course that you could say, because that's well, there you could say, because it's not Lashon Hara, it's going to be for a specific constructive purpose. There you could say, here, but here, something that's not necessarily going to make or break, like, the shidduch. A lot of times, maybe this person, this girl, that's looking for a boy, is looking for someone not so smart, so it would be good for her. By telling her parent, this girl's parent, this boy is not so smart, they wouldn't be interested. In a sense, or like different things that people wouldn't want. But when you spring it out all of a sudden, it doesn't sound nice. It puts the person down. People aren't interested. Say the person's tzaddik. Say good things. So with Chafetz Chaim, we give a few examples. Chafetz Chaim is three examples how it hurts him. I mean, let's say you're talking about a guy. Say, this guy, he can't get up in the morning. He has a very hard time getting up in the morning. Let's see what he's saying. He can't get up. You're talking to another guy. Now, this can have very bad ramifications in three different ways. If he's single, people will render him less desirable. It will hurt him in a real sense, when he seeks to get married. Say, this guy can't get out of bed in the morning. Or, even if he's already married, he's trying to make a livelihood. You tell a guy this guy's a lazy shlemazel, people don't want to do business with him. Even though he looks like a nice businessman, if you tell him this guy's lazy, he can't get out of bed in the morning, say, I don't want to do business with this guy, he's lazy, no, so I don't know what he's going to do my stuff also, he's never going to ship them out, I don't want to do business with him. Or let's say the person, let's say a rabbi or something else. Let's say he gives guidance, let's say he's like a therapist or something, people aren't going to be interested in him. This guy, he's lazy, good for nothing, he's going to tell me how to live, he's going to teach people how to understand. Be very careful. Just from one statement, it could be so, to ruin a person's livelihood, whatever, any stage they're in. Every stage of their life, it could ruin their position, they could lose their position, it could ruin their status. Now, the famous story, that the Chafetz Chaim, the famous story, that the Chafetz Chaim and another rabbi, they were traveling, and they stopped by an inn. They stopped by someone's house, and they stopped by a wealthy man, and they were eating, they served soup, they served the meal fine. At the end, the host comes over to them. And he asks them, so how was the food? How was it?
The soup was salty.
Yeah, so the other rabbi said, everything was very good, it was the soup. Could it use a little more salt? That's what this other person said. And Chafetz Chaim got very upset at this person. He told this rabbi, he said, do you know what that statement could be? He said, who knows if your words, maybe the cook's an old widow and she barely supports her family with this food, with this job, and now the cook's going to sit there, the owner is going to screaming at her and he's going to fire her. So the rabbi said, nah, that's, you're exaggerating, you're being too extreme. So Chafetz Chaim and his wisdom said, come, let's go. They went to the window, they looked in and they saw the host screaming at the old widow, and the cook is screaming at her while he's singing, while you made the food, you put enough salt, and these rabbis and this and that. So then they went inside and the rabbi told him, he told the lady, no, it was really, he told the host it was good, I'm sorry. And he escalated to forgive him. But Chafetz Chaim was right. You see how much one statement, how much damage one statement could do. Think big deal. I say, could have used more salt. I didn't say anything. You realize that there's a cook involved and this and that. And you have to realize very, very, very much how you have to be careful. Even one sentence, even one small remark, please be very, very careful. Just speak properly.
Yeah.
Yes, well, that's Baruch Hashem. So we got to day 48.
You can't say also. The trial was done
So it's burnt. Don't say it's burnt. Don't say it. Don't say that. Oh, don't say that. Should be very careful. Be very careful. Especially with the with ladies, the wife. Be very careful not to say anything.
People, you know,
you should say, you know, the chalim was the black. Have to be careful. Why kiddush or something? If you say, let's say, buy kiddush or something, you eat chalik, or wherever you are, you buy a simcha. You tell people, you know, the challenge burnt, the saying, Lashon Hara, to make that guy, someone made a caterer made it. He loses his job, or people won't like his challenge anymore, they won't order him. Be very careful. Right? Especially, challenge is a very hard thing to judge. It's not very hard. Yeah. How it's going to come out, this, that.
It's a different call.
Yeah, it's like, every week, kind of different. So, this much more, it's like a science. Even then, it doesn't work. It's a broke like a science that doesn't work. Depends on the meat, depends on how much fat the meat has, depends on how much water, depends on the bar, everything depends on like a million. Yeah.
Where are we holding?
Now, Baruch Hashem, we're holding on Daf Yud Amud Beis, six lines from the top, six wide lines in.
Says 10B.
10B, six lines down from where it gets what? Yeah, we're going to see. You got Amar Rav Huna? Amar Rav Huna. So, Tzeah, Shegala, Le'irmeklan. Rav Hashem with a minion. It says, if you have three people learning, Hashem brings more Shechina. Even three people, now we have four. The more people learning together, the more Shechina comes down. If one person learns, Hashem is there. Hashem brings his presence. It says, three people, even more. And it keeps on going, ten, even more. But even three people is another level. We got to the next level.
Ten people.
Hashem wants today, look at the good, at least it's three, four, five,
three is good.
Yeah, it's a zimun. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, to look at the good in everything. Look at the good, good Hashem. Amar Rav Huna, Retzeach Shegala Le'ir Miklat. Retzeach, that, or a murderer, he was being exiled to the Ir Miklat, which we said he just killed right now. U'matza Goyal Adam, and the Redeemer of Blood finds him. Bahargah, and he wants to kill him. Talachit, Potter. He's Potter. He's not liable. Correct, he's exempt. Correct? Kasavar, it must be his logic, he holds it a logic. But the Pasuk says, V'loy ein mishpach mavis. When the Torah says the words, and to him there is no judgment of death, V'gol hadam hu d'chsev, it's referring to the Redeemer of Blood. Meaning, if the Redeemer of Blood goes and kills the murderer, he does not have a judgment of death. He's off the hook. Good? Fine. It's interesting. When you read the pasuk is switching. First it's talking about the Redeemer of Blood, and then it starts talking about the murderer. And in between that switch, there's a line that says over there, and to him, there is no judgment of death. And the question is, to whom? Is it referring to what we were speaking about earlier? We're saying that the Goel Adam has no judgment of death, and therefore he's allowed to kill the murderer and go scot-free, because he has no judgment of death. Right. Or no, or it means something else. Or it means that he does not have the judgment, like that. It says he does not have a judgment of death, because, like at the end of the pasuk is talking about the murderer, because he did not hate the original person who he killed, from earlier, and therefore he does not have a judgment of death. But according to the Pshat, this end of this pasuk is going back to the topic we were talking about in the pasuk earlier. It's like the jump back, because what was the pasuk earlier? The pasuk says like this: one pasuk says, make sure it's best that you prepare the roads for him to run, for the murderer to run, so you can get to the Ari Miklat, so you can get there easily. Right? We had the Gemara, then just put up signs to pave the road, just make sure it's a good road, paved, right? Sign, fun, go. And then it says, because the Redeemer of Blood might chase after him, and he's allowed to kill him, and to him there's no judgment of death, because he didn't hate him from now, because the Retzeach didn't hate the original person from yesterday or the day before. So now again, who is this line? There's no judgment of death to him. Is it going on the murderer? Meaning, the murderer might come and chase Bazaar? Is it going on the Redeemer of Blood? The Redeemer of Blood might come and chase the murderer and to kill him, and he's allowed to because there's no judgment of death on him. That's Wapsha. Or no, it means maybe the. It says like this: make sure to make roads for the murderer, because the Goadam might chase after him, and to the murderer there's no judgment of death because he did it by accident. He didn't hate the person. So the question is, where do you see read this line? There's no judgment of death. Do you flow with the first part of the pasuk and say it's going on the Goel Adam? Right? Or no? Or it's going on the, it's referring to the murderer. And it's really connected to the pasuk earlier. The pasuk earlier says, best thing to make sure to make roads for the murderer. Why? Because he doesn't have a judgment of death. Because he didn't hate the person from earlier. That's the big question. How do you read the pasuk? What's the difference? A very big difference. Because one way we're saying the law in Mishpat Mavis means the Redeemer of Blood is not liable to death. Because he's allowed to kill the murderer even before any judgment. According to the first Pshat. It's called the Redeemer of Blood is allowed to kill. He's no judgment on him. According to the other Pshat that's going under Ritzea, the murderer has no judgment of death. But the Goel Adam doesn't have a judgment of death. The Goel Adam, the Redeemer of Blood, would have a judgment of death. The question is, who are we saying has no judgment of death? The Redeemer of Blood, right? And therefore you go scoffy like what Rav is saying. Or no, the Redeemer of Blood does get a judgment of death. We do kill. Which means the Goel Adam is not allowed to kill the murderer as of now. So who is the positive that has no judgment of death? That's going on the Ritzea. That's it. Let's see it again inside. A little complicated, but Hashem's going to help us. Amar Rav Huna. Ritzeach shegala li'irmik, but the Ritzeach that went to Golas li'irmik, who mat oi goyal hadam baharpe, and the goyal hadam finds him and kills him. Pater. Halacha is, he is pater. Good. But we also say he's good or no good? Kasara, because he holds the words in the pasuk which say the light, and to him there's no judgment of death. Who is that referring to? Rabbi Aaron, the first Gemara said, the Goel Adam, the Redeemer of Blood. Who the chesed is going on the Redeemer of Blood? He is allowed to kill the murderer. There's no judgment of death. So far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Baruch Hashem, we're doing great. They say, the Gemara has a question. But what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, the loy in mishpat maves, to him there is no judgment of death. The Braisa says not like him. The Braisa says, referring to the murderer. That what does it say? Make roads for the murderer. Because to him there's no real judgment of death. So help him get to a safety zone. So that's what it means. Who has no judgment of death? The Braisa says, the murderer. Make roads for him, because he doesn't really have a real judgment of death. So make the mistake, let him get there as soon as possible. Okay, the question, that's our question. How do you read the pasuk? Where do you put the comma in the pasuk? The big question, how do you read pasukim? So we don't have commas. The problem is, Rav Huna said, it's referring to the Redeemer of Blood. He's that has no judgment of death. He's allowed to kill the Ritzeh. The Braisa, he's not arguing a Braisa. A Braisa is from who? A Braisa is on the Tanayim. He is a Amor. Rav Huna is a second generation. Correct? Rabbi. He's in the second group. He can't argue on the first generation. He can't argue on a Tana, right? A Tana, or the Braises or the Mishnais, he can't do that. So you can't argue on him. So usually you're wrong. The Tana, so on the first generation, goes against you, you're wrong. So now, let's see the continuation of the Braises. The Braises, like, is not sure of itself. It sounds. Ata Omer, are you going to say, for Itzea, are you going to say that this line is going on the murderer? Or, the rice itself is unsure. Or maybe it's referring to the Goel Adam. Maybe this rice is referring to the Redeemer of Blood. That he does not have to get a judgment of death. So how do we do? We can go two ways. How do we know what to do? Kishu Aymer. When the Pasuk says, that he didn't hate him from the days before, have Aymer Beretzeach HaKasa V'Daber. He says, look at the flow of the rest of the pasuk. Since the rest of the pasuk is referring, the end of the pasuk is referring to the murderer, Therefore, this line also is going to be referring to the murderer. Aaron, do you have the psukim? I think you have the psukim. Do you have the psukim over here? By pasuk test. Yeah, pasuk test. On the side of your Gemara somewhere. Pasuk, I don't know, maybe pasuk 9. I don't know if that. This pasuk, maybe when the Gemara reads this, I think the Arsul brings down the pasuk. No? Open the pasuk. But anyway, I don't know. I say it should be by the test. On the left side of your Gemara, this is where he sees it brings a lot of psukim.
And you draw the way Adam?
Yeah. Yes, perfect.
Right.
Perfect. So what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, well, let's read inside. Maybe Pen, maybe less Yirduf, you'll chase the Goel Hadam. The Goel Hadam will chase. Achor Eretzim, the Goel Hadam will chase the murderer. Ki Echam Levok says, hard will get hot. Visiga, and it will reach him, and he's going to kill him. Ki Yavro Lo Hadar, because the road was too long. Vihikahu Nefesh, and it will kill him. Now, what was the main words over there that we're trying to figure out? It said over there, you read, Velo Ein Mishpat Mavis. You see, almost before the end of it, about three lines before the end of it. Velo Ein Mishpat Mavis. See, it's of it, and to him there is no judgment of death. Because he didn't hate him, so who didn't hate him? The murderer didn't hate the original victim, therefore he is not really liable of real death from the vessel. So he says, since the last words of the Pasuk was referring to the murderer, the line before also that he doesn't have a judgment of death is referring to the murderer. That's what the Braisa wants to say. I said, the laws ain't Mishpat Mamas. Okay, you can look inside your pasuk, you see. So the law ain't Mishpat Mamas. To him, there's no judgment on that. The murderer, because the murderer, he didn't hate anybody. He lost to Mitzvah Shalom, he didn't hate anybody from Mitzvah Shalom. Yes, there was the day before. Uh-huh. So he says, the whole end of the pasuk is referring to the murderer. So the second to last line also is referring to the murderer. That's the right response, which means the murderer is off the hook. He doesn't have an official death penalty on it. But the Goel Hadam, he does have that. He's not allowed to kill the murderer, according to this, at this stage, before he was judged and vested. That's what I want to say. So that's what the Braisa wants to say. Since the last line in the Pasuk is referring to the murderer, so the second to last line also is referring to the murderer. So who's off the hook? The murderer is off the hook. We're saying the murderer is liable to death because he did not kill purposely. The murderer did not kill purposely, so he's not liable to death. Right. But the Goel Adam, the Redeemer of Blood, he killed at this point. He is liable to death. That's the right thing. The problem is this argument. Rav Huna came today to tell us. Rav Huna came to teach us today. What did Rav Huna come to teach us? Rav Huna came to teach us that the Goel Adam is potter. It seems to be in his right, so that he is, he's higher. And when I answer, it's not a problem. We have another Bryce that says like Rav Huna. Because who's the Amriki high Tana? He says like this time. The Tanya, we learned to the Bryce, so the Loi Ein Mishpat Mavis. To him, there is no judgment of death. Who's that referring to? The Goel Hadam, Hakasa Medaber. The positive is talking about the Goel Hadam like Rav Huna. Perfect. But the positive is talking about Rav Huna. Like Rav Huna. The positive is talking about the Redeemer of Blood. Now the price of X, again, it goes through the state, the two options. At the Omer, do you tell me the Goel Hadam, HaKasim Hadam, the Pasuk is referring to the Goel Hadam. But in Elab Ritzeach, or maybe it's only referring to the Ritzeach. Maybe it's only referring to the murder. Maybe it's only referring to the murder. So Kishu Omer, when it says, Ki Lo Sonu Hu Mitzvah Mitzvah Shil Shoyin, since the last line is referring to, he said he didn't hate him, is referring to the Ritzeach or Ritzeach Amr. Hamani Mekayim, how do I fulfill the Pasuk of the Lo'in Mishpat Mavis? And to him there is no judgment of that. It must be the Goel Hadam HaKasim Hadam. It must be it's going on the Redeemer of Blood. So it's very interesting what happened over here. So there's two Braises. One Braises says like this. Since the last line in the Pasuk is referring to the murderer, so also the second to last line is also referring to the murderer. Just like the last line said, he did not, or referring to the murderer, he did not hate the victim from yesterday, the day before. So the line or before that also, that says there's no judgment of death, is referring to the murder. Because the next verse says not like that. It says no, if in the last line you're already giving me excuses why the murderer is off the hook, you don't have to give me more reasons why he's off the hook. You're telling me now the reason why the Ritzeh is not responsible, because he didn't hate him, it was by mistake. So I don't need you, what's the line before it taught me? There's no judgment of death on him. Well, if you just tell me the last line, I understand. Just tell me the murderer did not hate the victim from yesterday to the day before. So I understand, that means he's off the hook. So you don't have to also tell me, by the way, he has no judgment of death. It's superfluous. So therefore, he chooses to say that the last line of the pasuk is referring to the murderer, but the second to last line is referring to the Goel Adam, because it'll be superfluous. It's interesting, the two brides are like arguing head on. The first bride said, no, since the last line is referring to the murderer, it makes sense to flow the line before also is talking about the murderer. Because the other bride says, no, it's superfluous. So you're already explaining to me why he shouldn't get killed. Because he killed someone by mistake and he didn't do it on purpose, he didn't hate him from before. So you already gave me a reason why the murderer is off the hook. So you don't have to give me another reason. So it must be the line before is referring to the murderer and to tell me the murderer is off the hook. That's the argument of the two brises. So Rav Huna is saying like the second brise, and we said Rav Huna, how could you argue on a brise? You're Amira. You're second generation. How could you argue on a brise of first generation? The answer is, he has a brise also backing him. With brise like Rav Huna and against Rav Huna. So he has a brise backing him. So it's beautiful, it's fine, it's okay. Good? Baruch Hashem, Baruch. We'll learn Gemara. Lo in Mishpat Pams. Fine, let's see now Rashi. Oh, and they have to Rashi's Yerzeh. Oops. Let's see Rashi, it's like right in the middle of the page. It's like right across where we, almost of course where we started the Gemara today. It's two lines from where the line gets wide. Across from the left side, two from where it gets wide. What does Rashi say? Umatzu Goel Hadam. What's our scenario here? The Goel Hadam found, the Redeemer of Blood found the murderer. The Derech Balachasa, on his way, the murderer just killed the guy by mistake, and he's running to the Aramekla, to the camp of refugees to get saved. Right away, what happens? The relative of the victim kills the murderer. So we said, it's okay. He's Pater. Why? Because when the Pasuk says he has no judgment of death, the Goel Hadam Akasim Adabar, the Pasuk is referring to the Goel Hadam. This is what the Pasuk means to say. You're the Goel Hadam. Maybe the Goel Hadam will chase after the Ritzeh. After the Ritzeh, the Seagull will catch up to him. And he will hit his soul. He will kill him. Now, why did he kill him? Why did the Goel Hadam go and kill? Why did the Goel Hadam have permission to kill the murderer? Because the law in Mishpat Mavet, there's no judgment of death on him. He's allowed. The Redeemer of Blood is allowed to kill the murderer. Oh, now, so what's the end of the pasuk in front? It's a little complicated. So if this line of there's no judgment of death is going on the Goel Hadam, so what's this line referring to? The end of the pasuk. The Saif HaVikr, the end of the pasuk called Aymer, which says, Ki Lo Yisaynu V'Gaymer, Musav Al-Rosh is going back on the beginning of the pasuk before. What does the pasuk before say? Pen Yer Dev Goel Hadam, the Goel Hadam will chase him. I'm telling you, Lahagalayadav prepared the road for him. He loved He did not hate him and did not kill him on purpose. So that's one shot. One shot is there, when the Pasuk says he is not liable to death, it's referring to the Redeemer of Blood that he is Pater, he kills the Ritzeach on the way. Comes the next verse and says, no. But Ritzeach HaKasim Adar. The Pasuk that said he is not in a judgment of death is referring to the murderer, not the Goel Hadam. This is what the pasuk means to say. Rashi explained. Pen years of maybe the Goel Hadam will chase him. The seagull will catch him. He will hit him. Will kill him. And he wasn't fit to die. Because he did not kill midas. So what does the name of saying? Maybe the relative is going to come. Maybe the relative of the victim is going to come and kill the murderer. And the murderer is not really liable to death because he didn't kill on purpose. So that was the two brises. Two brises weren't sure how to learn. So what did the second braisa say? So what did the second braisa say? That the last line of the pasuk, you're already telling me that their murderer himself is off the hook. His ritzach amar she'ein lo mishpat. You already told me he has no judgment of death by telling me, you explained to me he didn't hate the victim. That's trying to explain to me, therefore he's not liable to death. They did not have to write b'shvila for him. So again, the person who is the ritzach, if you already tell me the end of the pasuk, he did not kill on purpose. What are you trying to tell me? Therefore, he's pater. Correct? Therefore, he's pater. So the pater has to tell me again, there's no judgment of death for him. So it's obvious there's no judgment of death. It's obvious that there's no judgment of death. So therefore, he says it must be referring to the Gola Adam. Fine, let's see the next Gemara. Tana. We learned in the Mishnah. I mean, it's really connected with it. Tana, we learned in the Mishnah. Moshe Laishal Shneit Vilcham. We give the murderer when he's running to the camp of refugee, right? Whatever, he kills him by mistake, and now he's running to the camp of refugee, so this other relative of the victim does not kill. We send with him shnei talmidei chacham, two rabbis. We send with the murderer two rabbis. Why? Maybe the gol hadam, the relative will want to kill the murderer on the road. The yadar and they will speak to him. They'll try to convince him out of it. They'll tell him, have a muna, it was from Hashem, don't be so upset, it was by mistake, right? What happened? The murderer killed somebody. His relative is kind of chasing him with a knife, chasing the murderer, right? So what do we do? So two rabbis. And so when the murderer is running to Ari Mikolas, we send two rabbis.
With the person who's running.
With the person who's running. Why? Because if the other person, their relative, wants to try to kill him, which Allah says he's allowed to, the rabbi will try to calm him down and say, listen, it's not his fault, it's not a mistake, you know, just work on your midas, relax, turn Hashem, give him like a guy to munad, you know, I'll calm down a little bit, and then he won't kill. So it says, we give him two to be the chacham. Why? Shema yaket baderef, maybe he's going to want to kill him in the road. They will speak to him, these rabbis will try to speak to them. Killer and try to relax him a little bit, you know, give him some pills, chill pills, give him some emunah, and you know, try to make him relax so he shouldn't kill him, at least today. So, my love, isn't it? The masrei, isn't it that they warn him, maybe they warn the Gol Adam, the ikatel, that if he kills thee, that if he's going to kill the murderer, the Bar Kol, that he is liable of death. So, why is it like the Bryce that said, if he is Chayim Misa, maybe the Gol Hadav, he kills the member, if he is Chayim Misa.
So they would be valid witnesses.
Not coming in to be witnesses, they're coming in to be...
I mean, they would give the warning.
Nahon, right.
They would be...
Correct. If
assuming they can't stop him.
Yeah, obviously that's the scenario, that he's just coming with his knife, and he's not interested. So the wife said, like, no, we're not warning the Gol Adam that if he kills the murderer, he's going to get killed. Because he's not liable to that. Because Tani went to the Bryce and that really loves Burma, who we like. They speak to him things that are fit for him to hear. What do they tell him? Authentic bite, don't act. Minhag Shev Chedon. Don't act like a murderer. What are you killing a guy? No, you're allowed. I know you're allowed to kill him. Don't kill people. Because you're killing someone, Shev Chedon Mishkogam. It says the person himself should try to speak up. Don't let the rabbi speak up, be your lawyers. You yourself speak up, say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, and that. You yourself speak up. Fine. So that's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. We're not saying that he's Chayim Misa. We're saying that you're telling him, don't act like a murderer. Like I said over here, like I said, Zedra Arisayach, or the Harish Shifasayach. Which means we had an argument. Who is supposed to convince the relative not to kill the murderer? It the rabbis, or the murderer himself to try to beg for plead for mercy. So that was Machlokes in the Gemara. Fine. So what are we saying over here? So what are we saying? We're saying like this. We're saying that who should speak up to try to convince the murderer, not the relative, not to kill the murderer? Is it the rabbi, is it the chacham, or no, he himself would try to convince the man?
Yeah.
Oh, so the second pshat says, if I call you this, whatever you say, you're right. So the mayor says you speak for himself. So the chacham sounds like say like everybody should speak for himself. He said everybody should speak. He said, or mayor says, he speaks by himself. Like the pasuk says, it says the bar says these are the words of Ritzah. So it's saying that it says that Habish is precise. Fine. Fine. Good, so far so good?
Rashi, what do you think?
What about the Habish is precise? Rashi says, sometimes one person can't do something a lot of people could do, which means that when you, what was the point of him talking in front of the Chachamim? The point is so much for the Talmid Chacham to speak up. The point is more for him to have a group there, so people get more convinced when you have a group than you don't have a group. Even if the group isn't doing anything, right? In fact, the group standing there, it helps, right? A lot of people, like, let's say they come, when you have a group, it helps.
Is this a group?
Yeah, we're a group. Are you part of the group?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We're a group. What are you part of?
Good, actually, we're a group here. Yes. We're all part of the group. Yeah, fine. Let's see the Gemara further. Amar Mark. New Gemara. Amar Mark. We brought a brisa earlier that said, what did the Talmid Chacham tell us? What happened? This guy's on his way to Ari Mikla. He's running to save his life, right? What happened? He kills someone by mistake, and now the Redeemer of Blood has the right to kill him until he gets to the safety zone, until he gets to the Ari Mikla. Good? Right? So now, what happens now? The brisa said earlier, Bishkoga Mabai Tzilion. What do the rabbis tell this guy? They tell him, be nice, he did it by mistake, relax, right? So you don't need to tell this guy whose brother just got killed that it was by mistake. He knows it was a mistake. If it wasn't a mistake, this guy wouldn't be running to Ari Miklan. He would be judged and best would kill him. So why in the world is the rabbis telling him it was a mistake? Obviously it was a mistake. You need the rabbis to tell him it's a mistake? Whatever, they're running to the safety zone. And on the way, this rabbi, the guy catches up to them, the relative, and the rabbi starts telling you, no, relax a little bit, calm down, take the tea, take a coffee, it was a mistake. What are you telling him it's a mistake? He knows it was a mistake. It's not what's going to calm him down. So you're not getting any more information that he didn't know before. It's not like you're how are you calming him down exactly? So we said in Maisa Bishkoga Bamaya, we said earlier, the rabbi should, he should say, you know, the whole thing, how it was a mistake. Bishkoga Bamaya said, Pshita, the guy knew it was a mistake. The Ibn Mazid, it was made by Galus too. Is he a son of Galus? Would he be running to Galus? So he knows it's a mistake. It's not going to calm him down. He doesn't care. So someone killed my brother by mistake. I'm coming to kill you. But I said, yes. It could be that it was on purpose. It's not so clear that it was a mistake. Why? By the time we learned to the Brisa, But in the beginning, right before, exactly when a person kills, is he supposed to wait around until we decide it was a mistake or was it on purpose? No. Right away in the beginning, Echad, whether you kill someone by mistake, the Echad made whether you kill someone on purpose, Machdimin, you have to introduce yourself, run the Aramikla to the Aramikla. That's the rule. I don't care if you kill on purpose by mistake. The first thing you got to do is to take your money and run. Run to Aramikla. Don't walk there, run. So run to Aramikla. Now, that's where you are. Now, Bestin hears about the story. Someone killed another guy. They say, send the messenger. Bestin brings the guy back from the Ari Mikla, back to the city where he did the crime. That's where you got to be judged in the city you did the crime. Good?
Now, when he brings them back, do they need the two robs?
Yeah, it sounds like they'll be there. They would send messengers, says, to bring him back. Correct. They send this already. He's like,
he needs two.
Two rabbis, yeah. The messengers to bring him in. Now, Misha is chayim. If he's liable by death, because we see he killed someone on purpose, then we kill him. If he's liable to death, Besdin killed you. Hargu, Besdin killed him. Right? That's pretty simple. If he's liable to death, that's shenera, like the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? The shalfu ziknei iroi. The elders of the city, they said, the lachu esbisha, they take him from there. The nasuwa esbisha, the galadam, the mace, and they put him in the hand of the galadam, and he died. So if a person kills on purpose, what happens? The first thing you do, you kill somebody, run to Ari Miklos. Run. Now, Besdin called you back. And they look at the situation. If it was done on purpose, then Besdin killed you. But who they call upon to do this act of killing? The relative, the one you killed, is the one to kill the murderer. That's halacha. Good? We're going to have more amunah? No. My halacha is someone killed on purpose to get killed. The Torah says who should kill him? That person and that family should kill him. That's halacha. This is just. I mean, there's amunah. Amunah is everything. What's amunah? Amunah is Hashem because everything measured for measure. This is Hashem's rules are you kill somebody, you get killed. It's perfectly just. There's nothing like not. He's not actually not out of a win. There's Hashem's rule. Hashem says if one person kills another person, you could kill him.
So the relative's responsible for chopping the guy's head up with a sword?
No, that's their mitzvah. They have a mitzvah to kill him. They should be the ones to kill him.
I mean, they're the one doing it.
They could be, if they want, they'd be the one doing it. It's a mitzvah for them to do, a special mitzvah for them to do. Fine. So we said, why was the Bible saying, Shalko, I said, Zikane, Yerba, Lach, Chazim, Shem, and Esau, Be'al, God, I'm amazed. So if a person is high Misa, they best and kill him. If we found that he killed our person, we kill him. Misha Lein is high, someone who is not high. Because Aru, let's say you're not high Misa, because you did it on purpose, but there's no witnesses. Best and said, it's your father, Shanel, like it says, the two is the Ritzel, Be'al, God, the congregation saves the Ritzel from the great Lazar. That's option two. Option one was we kill you. You did it on purpose with warning and witnesses, we kill you. Option number two is, you killed on purpose. There's no witnesses or warning. Therefore, we let you free. What's the third option? When we should decide, Galus, for someone who's high to go to Galus, can we find that to be killed by mistake? We return him to his place, to the Ari Miklos. Sarah, like it says, it's returned to the place where he ran. Rabbi said, he said, people go to Gaulis by themselves. His four name, Echo Shag, Echo Mazin, the cultists. And any guy named Shirak Shag, the cultists, Mazin, and cultists. We're saying like this. A person who's a relative to the person who died, he did not necessarily know the halacha. He only kill a person if they killed by mistake. What happened then? All this guy knows is, I don't know so much, but I know that this guy killed my brother on purpose. And I see him running to Ari Miklos. So must be, he's running to Ari Miklos. I should probably be killing him also. It's probably just like, say no. Make sure you understand that it was a shogi, first of all. So you can't kill him, but it was amazing. Right? So they make sure it's a scenario of a shogi. Shogi, shogi, call this amazing angle. Ari Miklos only hold you. You kill someone by accident, and not you kill someone on purpose. Shogi, yeah. We go to this last piece tomorrow.
It's amazing. Sure. I accept that anyway, right?
What?
The guy killed somebody amazing. He'd be hired. He's still amazing, right?
The person what? Sorry?
Killed somebody amazing.
Correct. Right.
He'd be hired. He's still amazing.
If there's, right. If there's.
So
if
you can't tell him because you're not the agent of the basin.
Uh-huh. Correct. So they tell him, so that's, so what do you say? The guy's on the run, what do we tell him? The guy's running time before we think, and the other guy, the other person catches up, the relative, we tell him, by the way, this is a case of a shogi, therefore, relax. We said, of course, we know it's a shogi. Say, no, it could be, everybody wants to say, look at therefore, we're not sure that we should tell him it's a shogi. Yeah,
5.5 years or so to finish brachas, because you started in the yeshiva, and you don't really finish. So, at the end it says, Rabbi Shalom Be'olam. Torah scholars increase the peace in the world. Behold, Hashem, Rav Shalom, and all your sons will be disciples of Hashem, and abundant will be the peace of your sons. Do not read your sons, rather your builders. So, Shalom Rav, Ovei Torah Sefer, Ein Lamon Mitzshom. Abundant peace to those who love your Torah, and there will be no obstacle for them. Be Shalom Be'chelech, Shalavah, Be'er Monosayim. There will be peace within your walls, serenity within your power. For the sake of my brothers and comrades, I pronounce peace upon you, Yerushalayim. The man base Hashem Elokeinu Habakkuk Tovlah. For the sake of the house of Hashem and our God, I will request good for you. Hashem Oz Lemo Yiten, Hashem Yireh, Ezamo, Vashemo. Hashem will give light to his nation, Hashem will bless his nation with peace. Hadran Allah, Masachus Brachos, the Hadrach Alan, Datan Allah, Masachus Brachos, Vadata Alan, Lonis Neshe, Minah, Masachus Brachos, Lonis Neshe, Minah, Lodalman, Adem, Lomel, Dalma, Dase, Hadran Allah, Masachus Brachos, Hadrach Alan, Datan Allah, Masachus Brachos, Vadata Alan, Lonis Neshe, Minah, Masachus Brachos, Lonis Neshe, Minah, Lodalma, Adem, Lomelma, Dase, Hadran Allah, Masachus Brachos, Hadrach. Hadra Alan, Datan Allah, Masafat Rafus, Data Alan, Lord is Nashem enough, Masafat Rafus, Lord is Nashem enough, Lord Alma, Adin, Lord Alma, Yase. Yerotan Athena Hadanai Lainu, Velahe, Avasenu, Shutahe, Torasa, Umuna Senu, Velama Ze, Usahe, Imanulam Haba, Hanina Bar Papa, Rami Bar Papa, Nathan Bar Papa, Ahi Bar Papa, Abba, Mari Bar Papa, Rahman Bar Papa, Rakish Bar Papa, Shulchad Bar Papa, Ada Bar Papa, Doru Bar Papa. Arevna Adonai Eloheinu Es Divreis Rosecha Befinu Uvifuviyot Amacha Beis Yisrael Nye Anachna Betzatzainu Betzatzai Amacha Beis Yisrael Kulanei Dei Shemecha Namdei Rosecha Nishma Meovei Techachemeni Mitzvotzecha Ki Lelam Kili Yihi Yisrael Samim Bevotzecha Laman Lo Evo Shalom Lo Eshkach Bekudecha Ki Vam Ki Yisani Baruch Ata Adonai Namdei Chokecha Amen 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 Sela Vahed Modim Anachna Lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu Velohei Avosinu Santa Falkinim Beishvei Beis Hamidrash, the Lord Santa Falkinim Beishvei Karanot, Shalim Mashkimim Behem Mashkimim, Amen Mashkimim, Dibrei Torah, Hem Mashkimim, Dibrei, Batei, Batenim, Anim Amenim, Behem Amenim, Anim Amenim, Kamelim, Scar, Behem Amenim, Enam, Kamelim, Scar, Anim Ratim, Behem Ratim, Anim Ratim, Nechayelam Abba, Behem Ratim, Dibair Shachas, Shinemar, Beata Elohim, Toridem, Dibrei Shachas, Anshei Damim, Miruman, Lo, Ichetsu, Yemehem, Vani, Kachba. Yotun Nefanech Adonai Elahai Kishen Shezartani Vesayim Mesechus Brachos Ken Teazreini Vehizchil Mesechus Usvari Mechreim Usayam Vemod Lomed Vilshmol Rosok Kayim Et Kol Divrei Tzalmut Rotzecha Ve'ava Uzchus Kol Hatanayim Ve'amorayim Ve'tamidei Chachanim Yamod Li Uzari Shalot Samush Hatolu Mipi Umipi Zari Vezera Zari Ar Olam Vizkayim Vehiz Alecha Tanche Osaf Veshavecha Tishmur Alecha Vehaki Tzovatsa Vehetzotza Ki Tistechicha Ki Vi Yeru Yimecha Veyisifu Lecha Shenot Chaim Orech Yamin Beyemina Vismolo Asher Bechavod Adonai Oz Lemo Yiten Adonai Bereh Esamo Vashalom Yiskadal Yiskadal Shemei Rama Yama Dihu Yatid Veis Hadasa Ahaya Messiah U Asaka Yeshon Hai Alma Umibne Karasa Dushlem U Shaflala Kehle Bagaba Umel U Mekar Palkana Nukra Amin Ara Vela Asaba Palkana Di Shmaya Le Artre Vimnit Kedusham Rehu Mapuse Vikra Vismach Vikrane Vikre Menchikhe Vikhae Chonu Vyome Chonu Vikhae Nikol Beis Yisrael Vagala Vizman Kari Vimru Amen
Now, this app, how do you do it? This is one of my